Welcome to MJO The Talks, Talk Radio. I'm your host, Irving Jean-Baptiste, along with my other friend who is also hosting the show with me, Carlos.
Hello.
So we have a very good show for you tonight. We're covering a variety of different topics ranging everywhere from the current state of teen pregnancy in America, as well as talking about the murder rate in Philadelphia, what's going on in the hip-hop industry with rappers going to jail, and a couple fun topics such as, you know, interesting names that would sound fun for a stripper, as well as situations with college drinking. But the first topic we wanted to discuss and cover tonight, just briefly, is teen pregnancy. Now, Carlos, how many, how many teens you know have either are pregnant, were pregnant, you know, pregnant and got pregnant again? How many? I'm sure there's a lot.
Three girls that I know have themselves been pregnant, and two guys that I know have gotten girls pregnant. All of them were using condoms at the time.
Ah, the irony. Now, it is said that condoms were created in order to prevent pregnancy. Now, why is it that the opposite is happening?
I blame Little Bow Wow's movie Lottery Ticket. If you watch the trailer for the movie Lottery Ticket, the most memorable line is this one woman who walks up to Little Bow Wow when he has his lottery ticket and says, and I quote, "I want to have your baby."
Just like that. And the fact that she said it just like that. So, all right, Carlos is blaming that movie. I actually will not blame Lil Bow Wow, although I'm not going to comment on Lil Bow Wow.
With all the celebrities he slept with, I think we can blame him for some of it.
But honestly, what I feel, and I've been saying this for a long time, and a lot of people, I don't talk about this very often. This is the first time I'm ever actually addressing my opinion on the situation. In Philadelphia, there's a lot of teen pregnancy. Not just Philadelphia, but I think America in general. Now, some may find this is a joke. I actually think it's kind of true. Lifestyle condoms, probably the cheapest condoms that you can buy anywhere. You can get them from a gas station. You can get them from Rite Aid. Although, if you're in Rite Aid, it's probably best to get Trojan. Just saying. But I digress. But it seems like, you know, the availability, the condoms are available everywhere. You can literally pick up a condom around the corner. The problem with condoms at the current moment, the ones you find are lifestyles, which honestly are not very good. That's that. Carlos, you want to comment?
I do. Lifestyles are weak. They break. You can pick lifestyles up on the corner. You probably shouldn't because they're probably going to be full of something. But there it is. They're everywhere, and they're not good in schools, as some schools, you know, completely avoid the topic of sex ed altogether. But some schools do give out condoms, and you want to know what condoms they give out?
Lifestyles. And the reason why we bring this up in the topic of teen pregnancy, what does lifestyles have anything to do with teen pregnancy? In fact, they should have the exact opposite to do with teen pregnancy. No. In my personal opinion, I feel like they go hand in hand. And the reason why, because of the lack of quality in lifestyle condoms, I think a lot of couples feel it not necessary to use lifestyle condoms. And a lot of them, their mentality is, I'm not about to run out and buy Trojans. You know, just right now, not at this current moment, and, you know, they're expensive. And sometimes when you're in that moment, you can't just run out and grab, you know, you can't just stop in the middle of what's about to happen and just say, listen, I got to run to Rite Aid and buy some Trojans. I'm really sorry. The reason why I say that, I feel like lifestyles is pretty much the reason why pregnancy rates continue to increase in Philly anyway.
I'm just saying, pick up a Snickers wrapper.
I'm just saying, if you can't find a condom and you're in that moment, pick up a Snickers wrapper or something, whatever. It's no, not really.
I don't know if that's an alternative, but
look, if you don't want to have any babies, that's your choice.
True. Duly noted. So, but with that being said, couples, if you are planning on, you know, consummating whatever you guys have, relationship, and, you know, not to condone, you know, underage sex, anything like that, but I'd say the best way to go would probably be Trojans. Use anything but lifestyles, because lifestyles, they'll ruin the, for one, they'll ruin the experience for you, they'll make you not want to use them again, and at that point, you probably will just reach a point where you say, you know what, forget condoms altogether, and that's where these things happen. I know not from experience, but by the experience of people around me. So I just wanted to comment on that.
That is the point when the morning after pill becomes plan A, and that is never a good place for someone to be, because then plan A is everyone else's plan B. You see?
That rhymed.
It did. I rhymed. I'm good at this.
Carlos can rhyme. So, all right, and that's, I think that's about enough as far as the lifestyle topic. But, you know, just something to cover briefly, you know, just to kind of give my opinion on what I think about that. But moving on to the next topic. A lot of rappers have been going to jail. A lot. I mean, a lot. And, Carlos, what's your opinion on that? I mean, do you think these rappers are actually, are you think they're just being targeted falsely? Not to say falsely targeted, but do you think they're, you know, kind of just being pointed out and put on the spot when there are a bunch of other people around that should also be getting the same treatment but aren't?
Well, let's look at this from the perspective of, let's look at this from the perspective of a normal American. Laura Bush, in I think it was 1968, killed a man in a car. She ran a stoplight, she killed a man in a car, and she did not go to jail. There was no legal action taken against her, except for maybe, I think there was a lawsuit from the man's family or something like that. But she killed that man in a car and did not even go to jail, anything like that, nothing. It was bad, you know, she killed a man. However, on the other hand, let's see, let's think about this for a minute. Some rappers who have done minor things and gotten in major trouble. I think we can definitely reference Gucci Mane in this one for his six-month jail sentence that he is currently serving. And I think Irv can probably help me out on that, because I have no idea why Gucci Mane's in jail right now.
Oh, well, at the current... Well, currently, Carlos, Gucci's actually not in jail. He was released. He's been out for a long time now. So, you know, but we're, you know, as far as talking about this topic, it's just something that, you know, we really felt like we should revisit, because I don't feel like a lot of, not just radio personalities, but I don't think a lot of people really stop and reflect on, you know, the situation as far as what's going on in the hip-hop community where all these rappers are getting arrested. I personally feel like a lot of them are just getting falsely targeted. A perfect example, and you know what, Carlos, I like the way that you brought Laura Bush into the equation, but she actually killed a man. With that being said, T.I. did not kill anyone. Now, you know, I'm just saying. Now, he didn't kill anyone. Granted, he had a lot of unregistered weapons. But at that point, you have to really ask yourself, does he deserve jail time or therapy? You have to really think about his situation.
He did ATL. He should be free. He is free. Did you see those pictures of Tiny? I'm just saying, did you see those pictures of Tiny? But whatever. We're past that.
We're not even going to cover that. Oh, man. We're going to save that for another show. I like that, though. Hold that. We're gonna write that down. All right. We're going to write that down. But you know, using T.I. as an example, oh, Lord. My issue with the whole T.I. situation, and it still frustrates me, despite the fact that I know it's almost a year old now, he's out finally, but he went back to jail several times in the process of getting out from that sentence, which I think is ironic. It's just how many times that keeps happening. But my thing is, I don't think T.I. deserved prison. I think he needed therapy. I think that would have been the way to handle the situation.
I think that part of what drove him, part of what encouraged him to collect so many firearms, things like that, is, well, people look up to him. King of the South, you know, number one records, all that. I mean, I'm just, you know, I'm talking out of my ass here. I don't know what I'm saying.
It's actually much deeper than that. See, the thing is, I think around the time that the movie ATL came out, he was kind of at the peak of his career. He had just released King, which had started to go platinum, I think. And he was on tour, and his best friend was murdered right in front of him. and, you know, they're in the same car, and he knows that those bullets were meant for him. And that's why he kind of went into a mode where he felt, you know what, I think it's time for me to defend myself. And that's why he armed himself with as many weapons as he did. He's losing sleep. And I think that, and that's really where, when, you know, where the legal system, in my opinion, comes into question. You're talking about throwing a man in jail, but did you take into account why he did what he did?
So the issue really has nothing to do with rap culture itself. It's more about T.I.'s personal fears and his own, you know, all that. You know what? That seems like a more cogent point than anything I've heard on the subject so far, actually. You know what? I think it's very interesting that you would point this out.
Yeah, it's just something that, you know, like when the whole thing went down, I was there. I'm not there, but I saw it and, you know, heard about it and read about it. And the whole time, the first thought in my mind was, he doesn't need jail time. He needs therapy. Take the guns away if you feel like that's what you need to do, but get him help. You know, throwing him in prison, throwing any man in prison isn't a solution to anything. Well, as far as that goes. Oh, Lord. Why?
Lock him up. Put him in jail.
Really?
Moving on.
But, you know, that's my little spiel about T.I. Also, Carlos made it a point for me to, you know, just kind of point out. Anyone ever realize that, for those that watch Futurama, I'm not sure how many do, ever realize Gucci Mane sounds just like Dr. Zoidberg?
Gucci Mane. Dr. Zoidberg, it is there. Listen, we talked about Gucci Mane earlier. We're talking about his jail sentence and all that. And I was listening to one of his songs, and at the beginning, I got a whole lot of money. I heard it, and I thought, this is a Futurama song. Because let's listen. Dr. Zoidberg singing Futurama. I got a whole lot of money. It sounds the same to me. Mm-hmm. See if we can find a sound better of that song at some point. I don't know. It's something I've noticed. There's a lot of interesting television voices that sound like rappers nowadays to me. Kia, very famous Philadelphian rapper. I have noticed that...
Kia,
my neck, my back.
Oh,
Kia, yeah.
Okay, wow.
Kia. You remember Kia.
Okay.
I think that she, a lot of her attitude I recognize from a lot of people that I grew up with. It's, you know, people get shit from places. People get things from places.
Good point. Huh. I never thought about that. I gotta be honest, Carlos, you really just brought me back to a time, like a completely different time. I forgot all about Kia, like honestly. Wow. What do you think ever happened to her anyway?
You might have dubs, you might roll G's, but that could get on your knees.
Well, there you have it. Carlos knows Kia lyrics. but moving on to an actual more serious topic, and this is something that is actually very, very close to me. I feel like this affects me personally as well as Carlos, just because this is the close to your neck and your back. This is the environment that we live in. 31 murders in Philadelphia. 31. 31 days hasn't even passed in 2012, and already in the new year, 31 people have been murdered. Now, the worst part about it, that's all that they report. These are the murders they report. So imagine how many murders haven't been reported. You know, I think people really need to stop and think about that. Now, Carlos, in your opinion, what do you think is the cause of all this random violent pandemonium going on in the city?
I blame 2012.
A whole year.
I blame the year of 2012. Let's see. The year of 2011 had a lot of adversity for many, many people, but I feel like that was just the beginning. I feel like 2012 is the year where we are facing apocalypse panic. Not that, you know, I'm going to give any validity to any argument
right.
that the world is going to end, but there's a lot of people who are scared of that. In Revelations, you know, they talk about wars between nations and minor earthquakes And I feel like a lot of people are looking at the world that we have today and looking at these 2012 predictions and saying, oh, Will, run. And, you know, I feel like that's obviously not all it is. I mean, the city of Philadelphia in the year of 2011 had, what were the statistics on that? Something like there were more murders in 2011 in the city of Philadelphia than in the whole state of New York combined is what I think we had pulled from somewhere, and, you know, I think we can get some fact-checking on that right now. But it's interesting that, you know, our city, it's a lot less crowded than New York is, but there's a lot more, you know, there's closeness within the neighborhoods. I feel like you know the people on your block, you've known them forever, and then maybe, you know, aggressions build up between neighborhoods and that kind of thing. I feel like when you have less people, but they're just as close together, you tend to build things like that. And that, I think it definitely adds to a lot of the violence within the city.
I finally found some statistics as far as the murder rate in Philadelphia in the past year alone, considering that this is still just the beginning of the year. But, you know, in an article that was written December 30th on CBS News, it said that the homicide tally was 324 heading into the last 2 days of the year. And the year before that, in 2010, the tally rate was 306, and before that it was 302. We're on an increase.
102,000.
No, just 302.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, regardless, it's still a phenomenon. It's an outstanding amount of murder, and I think it's just something that shouldn't happen, especially not as frequent, not the way that it is at the current moment.
I would also like to add that this statistic does not include suicides in Philadelphia, and the number of suicides that are completed each year in America alone is staggering. I mean, you can't compare it to places like Japan, but still, it's pretty bad, the rate at which people are dying within our city. And I personally, I don't like it. You know, who does? But I'm gonna be vehemently against it.
As will I, as well. And I, you know, Carlos, I agree with you 100%. Now, the one thing I just want to say before I think we move on to, you know, the last few topics of the show. I'm just saying this as not only an American citizen, I'm saying this as a Philadelphian, I'm saying this as a human being. I'm not saying this as some sort of an anti-violence, you know, I'm not trying to be preachy. You know, that's not what I'm about, but the violence is really getting out of hand. And I think it's time for all of us to really ask ourselves, what is the value of a human life to us? Because it seems like that's what I feel like that's what's lost. I feel like the value of human life is decreasing in this city. Why? I'll never actually understand. And, you know, I think it's heartbreaking for me. It's heartbreaking for a lot of people that live in this city. And it's a tragedy, man. It's I think it's really unfortunate.
I think you're right. These are things that people really have to think about. They have to, you know, stick their heads into these issues. I mean, first you got to poke your neck into it, and don't stop. Just do it. Do it. And then you roll your tongue from the crack back to the front. I'm back on Kia again.
Oh, Lord.
And just like that, we changed topics. Thank you, Carlos. So this next topic was just a kind of a spur-of-the-moment thing. It was something that me and Carlos were having a conversation about earlier. Once again, yes, these are conversations we think about. Do not judge us. We think about random stuff sometimes. Random stripper names. Did you realize how strippers have names? Like, they're names that people name their children sometimes. They'll actually name their kids. And it's like you predetermine their fate. That's it. You know, you have anyone walking around with a name like Cinnamon Chandelier, and, I mean, of course you're going to expect to see them at, you know, like show and tell. What's the other one? Hold on. Is there more? We're going to try to see how many stripper names we can come up with.
Let's just be honest. You name your baby Valerie Cheeks. She's going to be at the Peppermint Hippo in 21 years. Peppermint Hippo, 21 years, poor little Valerie. Now on stage, Miss Valerie Cheeks. I feel sorry for these girls. I do. And these boys, too. Let's not be sexist here. Male strippers. It is a thing. I worry about the state of our country. I do. When both male and female children are getting stripper names on the daily.
I can't actually think of any male stripper names. Can you think of any male? It's ironic because you'll find more. I don't know why it's so much easier to come up with female stripper names than male. I don't know. What do you think, Carlos?
Johnson Peters, Dick
there.
Richardson. Let's think. There. I'm sure there are some good ones out there. You know. I mean, just, any word that is an innuendo for penis is pretty much just a good male stripper name. But, I mean, Richard, nickname for Richard Dick. People name their babies Richard.
It's like they do it.
It's horrible. It's an epidemic.
God forbid his name be Butkus. I am just putting that out there. God forbid. But if that's his name, it's a wrap. That's it. His fate is sealed. Exactly. His life is, that's it.
Another statistic.
Indeed. Once again, you're listening to M. Jota Talks with Carlos and Irv. I hope you're having fun taking a listen to the show. Before we end it, the last topic we want to close off with for the night is, college drinking.
Mm-hmm.
College drinking. Now, granted, I'm going to say this. I am not admitting to anything. If anything, I plead the fifth. When you go to a college party, you know what I'm starting to notice is that it's hard to – you don't find too many college students that really like beer. It's like they drink it because it's there. But what they're really going for is the jungle juice.
I have an interesting insight on that, and I am also not admitting to anything. I am under the legal age in which one can drink in both New Jersey and Pennsylvania and am currently innocent until proven guilty. But I would like to say that people like to get drunk. It's not – the beer, it's a slow – you drink beer because it's social. You're drinking beer. You go to a college party to get wasted, to be off your ass. You're going to go for the vodka. That's what it is.
That's true. That is very true. I mean, I've been to parties where, like, I'll see beer, but it'll be there for a while, you know, unless it's one of those, like, really cheap. I've been to, you know, different kinds of college parties. Once again, I'm not incriminating myself in the least at all. I'm not saying anything. But, you know, in the different college parties I've seen whole kegs just kind of sit there sometimes. Not all the time, but sometimes. What I will see go fast is jungle juice. They see vodka, gone. Kool-Aid, gone. Because they all, you know, they mix it together. Even iced tea, I've seen that, you know, the vodka iced tea mix.
Alcoholic iced tea.
Exactly. You know, and that'll be gone in an instant. So.
The sweeter drinks also.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's also because beer, not exactly the sweetest drink on earth. What these kids want is they want an easier way to get drunk, and they mask, you know, the taste of the bitter alcohol with sweets, you know, alcoholic iced teas, Kool-Aids, all the things we were talking about before. I think it's interesting the ways that people come up to mask their alcohol. It's kind of interesting that also is true of alcoholics, the way that they mask their alcoholism. It's, you know, college alcoholism. It exists. It's there. It's a big issue.
And there you have it. Yeah. So, once again, you're listening to M. Jota Talks with Carlos and Irv. At the current moment, we just finished covering a bunch of various topics, ranging everywhere from lifestyles in Philadelphia, the murder rate in Philadelphia, rappers going to jail, stripper names, as well as college drinks.
All over your face and stuff. Slow head, show me so much love. Look. The best head come from a thug.
Why? Why? These are the conversations we have on M. Jota Talks. So we got a few more minutes left on the show. Carlos, what do you think?
I think that there are many interesting ways that one can connect what we've talked about today to other segments that will be coming up in the future. So I think that we should maybe think, talk right now, give them a little preview of what's coming up on the shows on MJOTA Talks.
Sounds like a plan. For one, on MJOTA Talks Music, which is the segment I host, I will be interviewing a good MC friend of mine who goes by the name Ohm, O-H-M, which stands for Ohm Has Meaning. Ohm has only been rapping for not too long, I'd say about 3 or 4 years, and already he's developing a very large fan base for not only his just amazing ability with words, but his freestyle capability is something to, it really is a sight to behold. I've had the honor of, you know, being on stage with him, performing with him, just rapping with him, and just being a friend of his overall, considering he's a Temple University student. So, you know, he we'll be interviewing him as well as playing tracks off of his brand new mixtape.
Interestingly enough, on MJOTA Talks Youth, we will be covering something like that. We will be covering piercings. What piercings young people get. Which ones get the most infected? Which ones get the most love? It's a very, well, you know, a controversial show, and I think that it'll be an interesting topic. Also coming up, we have some MJOTA literature, including books like The Dogs of War and Things Fall Apart, which I feel like a lot of our listeners would know a lot about. Definitely Things Fall Apart would be a very famous book for our audience right now, and I think that you guys should definitely tune in the future to all the things that we have in store for you.
Also, stay tuned, for those that may not know, me and Carlos plan on doing more shows together like this. I think it's pretty fun to have something, you know, just kind of friendly banter about a bunch of a variety of different topics. So, you know, be prepared. You're going to be hit with some stuff that you probably never heard being spoken about before. But we plan to cover all of it. Isn't that right, Carlos?
In the light, making faces and stuff.
He's not going to let that key line go. Once again, this is MJOTA Talks. I am Irving Jean-Baptiste along with
Carlos Ginsburg.
Indeed. So, Carlos, what do we want to end the show off with? Play the bongos? Our producer just said play the bongos.
Okay, she wants us to mess around with some bongos. So, Irv will be playing the bongos, and I will be... maybe, you know, recording him play the bongos. We'll see what happens with that. Maybe some interesting stuff could come up. All right. I think without further ado, we should get into it. 3, 2, 1.
Wait.